Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Pryor, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gantner scores. Yount moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. Washington scores. Molinaro moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molinaro scores. Baines moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Mike Proley now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Proley fires over to first and Johnson drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kim moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Kim scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Washington steals second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie scores. It's 6-4, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-5 Brewers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 6, White Sox, 6. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kim hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Kim reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Sixto Lescano pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lescano moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sixto Lescano now playing right field. Dick Davis now playing left field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Washington reaches second base with a double. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Washington scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 7, White Sox, 7. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Scarberry now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Dan Boitano now pitching. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morrison moves to third. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boitano has Morrison trapped. There's the throw to Money and over to Martinez, who tags Morrison for the out. Kim moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Money reaches second base with a double. Ed Farmer now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is walked intentionally. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. More scores. Bannister moves to second. It's 10-7, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Nordhagen moves to third. It's 11-7, White Sox. Bill Castro now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Buck M. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.